It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we are proud to be joined by Dr. Brittany Helmbrick, Associate Professor in Health, Physical Education, and Recreation, better known as Hyper Around Campus, on the Chadron State College campus here in town. And a really interesting conversation we're going to have tonight. It's a sports-related show. Biking is certainly a sport, but it's going to be a little bit more of kind of a campus and community connection type of episode tonight with some sports tossed in. And I'm really excited about this, Britt. First of all, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. You're involved with a lot, including CSC Athletics, which we'll talk about at the end, too. But first of all, it looks like a bike sharing program has been started, and you're behind this on campus. It's a way to help out not just, say, student-athletes on campus. Every student has an opportunity to take advantage of the bike sharing program. Can you tell us a little bit about how this is going to work?
Yeah, so the bike share program, it was kind of started based on an idea that Panhandle Public Health District was presented with, and they reached out to me and said, hey, is this something that you're capable of doing, that you'd be interested in doing? And I was like, yeah, sign me up. You know, I know our students have struggled with transportation in the past, and I'm a big advocate for getting outside, being active. And so I took it and found Kurt Kimbacher was an amazing bike mechanic that we have, and we kind of started it that way. So Kurt jumped on board. I received a handful of bike donations from the community just by posting it on social media.
Nice.
And yeah, Kurt fixed up the bikes and we put them out to campus. And so the idea is that you ride a bike if you need it. You can take one from any of the designated bike parking spots on campus, and when you're done with it, just return it.
Where are all the bike spots on campus right now? How many of them are there, and where can students find the access?
So there's 7 bikes right now. We last put them just kind of around campus from one end to the other. So Burkheiser, Memorial Hall, there's a couple in the middle, but it's really exciting that I've seen them moving. So right now they're kind of all over the place. One really cool thing about this, we're having a lot of fun with it. So each bike has a name, and each bike has a license plate with that name on it. And so, like, one, for example, is named Bernice, and she's got a big basket on the front. And so we're like, Bernice is over at the library today, or Muley's at M Hall. So it's really fun. They're all over the place.
You personified these
yes.
bikes.
Yes.
And who got to do the naming? Was that you? Was that Kurt? Was it a student vote?
It was a little bit of my idea, Kurt's idea, and my friend at the college. We were just kind of brainstorming. I like the older generational names, and Kurt wanted to name them after animals in the Northwest Nebraska, and so we kind of went back and forth. So we've got like Wilbur, Clyde, and then we have Toady, Muley. We have a badger, but he's not out yet. but yeah, different names like that.
Brittany Helmbrick with us here on the CSC Sports Journal show tonight. She's initiated the bike sharing program on campus. So is the purpose of this really for students to get to class, to get to activities, to games, or can you pick up a bike too and kind of cruise around and try to get some exercise and use it that way?
Yeah, there are many uses to this. So it just fills that transportation need, whether it be, you know, you're running late to class and you want to get across campus sooner, or maybe you need to go to Safeway or Walmart. You know, you can hop on a bike, follow traffic laws, obviously, and use it that way.
So you can take it off campus and mm-hmm. you can go around town.
Yeah. So technically, this is a community initiative. It will be expanding into the community within the year. But with my role on campus and, you know, being able to be there every day and see it, we thought we'd pilot it on campus and just see how it filled that need and how it worked there.
Do you have to return every bike back to campus, like if you go to Walmart and then you say you go to someplace near campus, you can't just leave it downtown, right? You do have to bring it back?
Right, yeah. So when you're done with it, just put it back in any one of the ones on campus, the bike racks. And I actually have signs that will be posted soon too. So they'll designate the bike share bike racks.
Are these bikes, I know Kurt, you said had doctored them up and got them fixed and ready to go. Did he put some fancy stickers or colors or some kind of identifications on there so we know what they look like? I know in the big cities you see the scooters with, I think, a Lime mm-hmm. logo or something on them in different places.
Yeah, those bikes are usually like white or bright colored.
Yeah.
I think Alliance has like bright yellow ones. But with our bikes, we just have bike stickers on them. So you'll see a Shadron Bike Share sticker on each of the bikes. You'll also see a Healthy Blue sticker. They are the funders of this project. And then you'll also see the bike license plate.
All right. Yeah, then that was my next question, too. Funding. How does the funding all work? You mentioned the organization, but what kind of costs are involved in this and who's covering that? Do students have to swipe an ID or pay anything to use this?
So right now, it's absolutely free of use.
Awesome.
With the bike donations, that really kept the costs low. And honestly, going into it, I was just told, you know, run with it. Whatever you need, like, we'll reimburse you. And so we tried to keep the costs really low. And a couple weeks later, I got a call from Healthy Blue, and they were the original, I guess, like, idea person, and they wanted to get this started. And kind of, I like to call it pennies from heaven. She said, here's $10,000 to do the bike share.
Wow.
Use it how you want, how you see fit. And yeah, so it's awesome.
That's great. Is there still some funds left then to expand it out, maybe buy some bikes mm-hmm. since you got some from donations? Kurt fixed them up, but maybe some of them needed a little more TLC
yes.
than others. But how many more bikes at some point do you think we might have in this program?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to say how many bikes we'll have, but I am definitely glad for Kurt that he doesn't have to like fix anymore. I think we can just purchase bikes from now on, and kind of looking into some different bike share options. There's quite a few just across the state of Nebraska on campuses and in those bigger cities, and trying to find the right fit for Shadron will be that next step. So I think $10,000 will go a long way in that. And, you know, we've already got some community interest in some different ideas there too. So
that's yeah. awesome. Brittany Helmbrecht, associate professor in health, physical education, and recreation at Shadron State, with this awesome new bike sharing program that is in place at CSC. Let's switch gears to another topic a little bit. You're the campus wellness officer at CSC, mm-hmm. and I know all this stuff kind of ties into that, but tell us about the role that you've taken on, new one for you, and what's all involved in that, projects and things that you're doing as the campus wellness officer.
Yeah, well, as you can tell, wellness is a passion of mine.
Yes.
With all of the things that I do. The campus wellness officer role is kind of an idea that came out of a grant that I received last year for $100,000 to initiate a campus wellness program. And so part of that initiation in funding was just kind of building up like or evaluating what we have on campus that relates to wellness and how we can, you know, kind of fill those gaps of anything that's missing and how we can promote the things that we're already doing. So we've done some strategic planning. I've gotten together this committee. Austin Stevens and I are co-chairing that committee, and just really exciting stuff. You know, a lot of wellness activities are happening on campus, but they haven't necessarily been framed in that way,
okay.
right, as wellness. So we're just trying to take things that people are already doing and promote them through a lens of, hey, you're actually working on your wellness right now, too.
You're obviously around students all the time, teaching classes and involved in all these different initiatives. What are some of the wellness things that the CSC student body brings up to you? And what kind of things do the students want wellness-wise to be improved or to be sort of started?
Well, I think across the country, mental health is a very big issue. And since COVID, you know, there are some places where counseling appointments went up by 300% in a year. It takes 2 weeks to get in to see a counselor on campus. So that's kind of that stuff. The idea with the grant is to be able to help out those campus counselors so that they're not, that students are able to kind of find activities to help them in the meantime before they can get in. And also maybe some like primary prevention to, you know, maybe alleviate some of that stress that they might be feeling, where they think it's such a dire need that they need to get it handled right away, when really, you know, maybe you could attend a yoga class, or you could attend a stress management workshop, different things like that to kind of alleviate some of those symptoms. But yeah, I would say the students, from what I'm hearing, you know, mental health is a big deal.
It certainly is a huge topic. You hear about it everywhere. It's great that these initiatives and funding is being put towards this kind of stuff. And CSE has somebody like you to really spearhead this, drive it forward, and get the students the help that they need. So we're glad to learn about it and hopefully educate some people on it. Mm-hmm. We'll finish up with the faculty athletic representative position that you have as well. As if you don't have enough to do, you're highly involved in the student athlete life as well with the FAR position. What's going on with that for you? What are you guys planning? What are you working on? And tell us more about all the things you do during the year as the FAR at CSC.
Yeah. So as the FAR, my biggest role is just to be that connection between the athletics program and campus, whether that be with students and their faculty or with administrators and the faculty. I really just try to bridge that gap and help alleviate some of the, you know, miscommunications that might come there. As the FAR, what I'm really focused on this year is providing some opportunities for mental health stuff for our student athletes.
Okay.
So we know that, you know, they often have such busy schedules that it's so hard to find a time to even get into a campus counselor if help is needed. And so I am bringing a sports psychologist to campus on October 4th.
Great.
Dr. Erin Hagen from North Dakota. And she, I saw her speak at an RMAC mental health conference last year and was just really blown away by some of the stuff she was saying. So I think that'll be really exciting for our athletes to be able to help them. I'm also, as kind of part of FAR, am the co-advisor of the Student Athletic Advisory Council. And so these are a group of student athletes, two from each team, who are just really interested in, you know, being a voice for student athletes on campus. And they have some really cool things happening this semester. They are trying to volunteer within the schools. You know, we're helping at the diaper bank next week.
Great.
Just really trying to get our student athletes out into the community so we can emphasize that, you know, life is part of that sport.
Yeah. How important is it to have the students and the community kind of mesh and get to know each other and just have that collaboration outside of, say, fans attending games and student athletes performing? It's got to be so important and rewarding, and I'm sure you see that straight up in touch with them when they get together and work on things and help each other.
Yeah, I think that's so great. I mean, athletes, no matter what, you can be a role model to so many people around you. And having a young child at home and going to, you know, even a volleyball game at Chicoine, I'm around those students a lot, but my kids are not. So when they go to a big facility and they see that, they're so excited. And these people kind of become heroes to them. And I mean, we can all think of someone when we were a kid that we looked up to. And, you know, now we're probably past that age, but it's still, you know, we look up to those people. So I think it's really important for athletes to kind of get out in the community and just for the community to be also able to support our athletes. I mean, I think that's such a great part of belonging and feeling like you are part of a team and part of a community. And yeah, it goes both ways there.
Yeah. And I don't know if we're ever too old to not look up to some of them, right? You right. Mentioned that. It made me think of Barry Sanders.
Yes, that's who I was thinking
yes,
of.
Yes, I mean, Barry Sanders was like my all-time favorite and still one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. And you're a huge Lions fan, by the way.
Yes.
So how about those Lions so far this year?
Oh, man. We don't need to talk about the game on Sunday, but pretty typical. It's exciting, though.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to be a Lions fan this year.
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, I sure hope so, but
they got a good team.
They do have a really good team. And, you know, I was kind of looking at other teams, and this is not a knock on those other teams. No offense to your Broncos, but there's not really a lot of great teams out there this year.
We don't need to bring up the Broncos at this point right now. We'll hopefully get that sorted out. But thankfully, we're in another conference, so we don't have to deal with Detroit.
Yep.
You guys are on the upswing. Congrats on the win over the Chiefs. Let's just agree that was a good night.
Yes, that was a great game.
All right. Brittany Helmbrick with us on the Sports Journal tonight. This is great. Britt, thanks so much for the information. Really appreciate it, and hope that we get all kinds of these things continuing to move forward and grow. And we'll have you back in and talk about that as all these initiatives and new ones pop up as well.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
a community bank, and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo. For more Eagles content online. Fine.